Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Questions and comments to answer the question, what's on your mind? Welcome right now.
You ask me where I come from.
I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin in like Flynn.
What I do.
Super producer Chris Larson off today. We're going to get to it. Busy program we have on the program today. Rick Santorum for an update on the South Dakota situation. Good time to call your senator in South Dakota and say, come on! If we can't erect a firewall in South Dakota, of all places, against the woke federal government, where else are we going to do it?
What do you think his chances are? He need, what, he's got 17, he needs 30.
South Dakota would be 18.
Okay, 18.
Yeah.
So he's got 18 maybe.
Well, again, look at Virginia, Republican legislature, Republican governor now. These numbers
right.
are spreading.
Yep.
These are red states that are doing this. And again, it's a ways to go. There's no doubt about it. But that isn't a reason not to have
right.
South Dakota do it.
Oh, right. No.
North Dakota's done it. I mean, let's go. Yeah, they're over halfway now if they get South Dakota towards having enough states. And mind you, that's just the beginning. Then the states have to vote, and then you have a process, of amendment by amendment. It's the long game. That's what I call it. It's the long game. Short game is courts. It's pushing back against the executive orders and taking things to courts. Wayne Stengem, rest his soul, prime example.
Okay.
Said, I'm going to lead on waters of the U.S. The federal government wanted to say 86% of North Dakota is under our control. Barack Obama started that, okay? 86% of North Dakota is under our control because we're going to redefine what water is. When the federal government can say a pothole is navigable, like you can put a flipping boat on it, this is how crazy things have become. So Wayne Stengem says hard stop, gets, 13 other states that joined in that? Forget the number, but he was the first, gets an injunction. Okay, that was the Obama administration that held things off through the Obama administration. Then we have the Trump administration, right? So they changed the rule. Biden administration changes the rule back.
Of course.
And now the Supreme Court of the United States has said we will hear this case. They are going to hear Wayne Stengem's case. Speaking of which, of course, the tragic loss of Wayne Stengem means we need a new attorney general. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Doug Burgum says Drew Wrigley will be his selection to fill out the term of Wayne Stengem. Moments ago, in the state capitol in Bismarck, Drew Wrigley's been sworn in as the next attorney general of the United States. Congratulations to Drew.
Of North Dakota.
What did I say?
Of the United States.
Yeah, he's been a U.S. attorney, but you're right, North Dakota. We have a...
We have Merrick Garland.
Yeah, we have a woke attorney general of the United States, but...
Yeah.
The former U.S. attorney under both George W. Bush, 43, and Donald Trump, Drew Wrigley, is now our attorney general of North Dakota, sworn in today, moments ago, in that post, which I'm happy for Drew. He'd already announced he was running for that spot, so it makes good sense. Now he's attorney general. Still got to win 4 years worth, obviously, in November, but he is the attorney general, and I would say the favorite, without question, for retaining that post, and I'm glad he's there. We think a lot of Drew here. He's got an impeccable track record of success in law enforcement. He goes to a prosecutor out east years ago, graduated UND Law School, so I think his record speaks for itself. Glad he's there. So, what else are we going to do on the show today, besides talk about Commission of the States? Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here for a full hour. They're having a meltdown right now in Washington, D.C. over the Republican National Committee censuring two members of the Republican Party, Liz Cheney and
Adam Kinzinger,
because they decided that they would play ball with Nancy Pelosi, who was tyrannical, said, no, Kevin McCarthy, you can't appoint members to the January 6th commission, only I can, and I'm going to find two Republicans who are milquetoast.
That's why the whole thing's a joke.
Yeah. So people are upset with the Republican National Committee for censuring them. I think they're not Republicans. I think that they ought to be held accountable. But really, that's up to the voters of Wyoming and Illinois. Is that where Kinslinger's from? I can't remember even. But the point is this. The RNC doing what it's done now just gives CNN and the New York Times and Washington Post more chances to use this January 6th situation for something that it's not. And the RNC used the term. What was the term they used to describe the events of January 6th? Lawful political discourse or something? I don't remember the exact term. Some people are going crazy over that. Kevin, you were there. I were there. I was there. Is it fair to say 99.9% of the 1 million people that were in Washington, D.C. on January 5th and 6th were participating in legal political discourse?
Absolutely. I'd say it's probably higher.
So I would agree with you. Now, the challenge is the media is focused on the 0.1%. And I agree with the media. Anybody who broke a window and went into the United States Capitol, anybody that entered illegally, not through an open door, because quite honestly, the rules of engagement by the Capitol Police were horrible. But anybody who broke the law, I'm with them. That's not reasonable political discourse, okay?
Right.
And I don't believe there's any way you can excuse it. I don't excuse it.
No. Nope. If you broke a window, you kicked the door in to get in there, you should face consequences. No question.
But
trespassing and breaking and entering.
There was literally a handful of people.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And they're schmucks and they're idiots and they're criminals and they're morons and they're wrong.
And prosecute them and get it done and get them through and have them start, you know, waiting out their punishment, whatever it is.
And the reason they're wrong is because this is what we get from it. A year and change of making it into something it's not.
Of drama, of theater, of blowing it way, way out of proportion.
Big time. Big time. So anyway, we'll try and get an update on Kelly. You know, Kelly was being appointed to that commission and then pulled off the commission because of the other...
Yes, he can't have him.
Yeah, exactly right. You didn't want him. Giving Hearts Day is tomorrow. We're going to be there. So many worthy charities. Pick one, pick two, pick 10, pick 20 to donate your time, to donate your good hard-earned money to help these nonprofit groups do some good, or even some goods. You have something to offer in that regard. We're going to talk with the folks from Soul Solutions Recovery Center. Do you know, when it comes to recovery, if God is involved in the recovery, if you have a Christ-centered recovery effort, the chances of success for anyone in recovery, alcoholism, drugs, whatever, is like off the charts better. It's like 90%, you know, better chance of recovery than without it. Isn't that something? Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. Speaking of which, I meant to mention this yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to it. I have a book called The Wisdom of Fulton Sheen. Every day it gives you a little piece of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while we do Fulton Fridays here because I just love Bishop Sheen. He's just one of the best of the best. Here was his from yesterday. I wanted to get your take on this, folks. You can agree, disagree, weigh in, give it a little different take. But here it is. And by the way, telephone number is 258-0550. Todd, you ready to listen? Tell me if you agree or disagree with this. Kevin, you ready?
Yep.
This is Fulton Sheen's word. Two classes of people make up the world. Those who have found God and those who are looking for him, thirsting, hungering, seeking. And the great sinners came closer to him than the proud intellectuals. Pride swells and inflates the ego. Gross sinners are depressed, deflated, and empty. They, therefore, have room for God. God prefers a loving sinner to a loveless saint. Love can be trained. Pride cannot. The man who thinks that he knows will rarely find truth. The man who thinks that he knows will rarely find truth. The man who knows he is a miserable, unhappy sinner like the woman at the well, is closer to peace, joy, and salvation than he knows.
I like it. I like the loveless. Wow. God would rather hang out with a loving sinner than a host of the
world. That guy. I mean, so many people in this world run around and act like they are the bomb. They are the ones, and then there's these peasants down here. What this is saying is the peasants are closer to God because they don't run around with a bunch of pride telling you how great they are.
Yep.
Isn't that good?
I would argue there's third kind of person, though, those who are not bothering but really should be seeking out God. So,
yeah, that's true.
Really?
But, yeah, exactly. But apart from that, there's a lot of truth in what you just read there. That's
God prefers a loving sinner to a loveless saint.
That's a good one.
Exactly right.
That's a good one.
And truth be told, we're all sinners, folks.
Amen.
The quicker you realize that, the better. I think sometimes when people express their faith, that it turns off people because they think they're boasting.
Right.
And I never want to be one of the boasters, but I want to say I'm the lowly one.
I'm on the big guy's team.
Yeah, and I need him.
Oh,
I need him, and we all do. I'm not preaching to anyone. Hope that makes sense. It was really hit home with me. Jim in Wyoming is our first call of the day here to tell us what's on your mind. You're right behind him. Get in line. Let's go. 2580550.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by PetraServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, a whole month long of specials. Today is Wednesday. Buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. On the menu today, Swedish meatballs in Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork added to the menu, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs in Lasagna Valley City, chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue, and I-29, chicken pot pie on MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak in Euland, whether it's the cookies, the muffins, the caramel rolls, 4 for $4 deal, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Texter says, has there been any other details on Wayne Stengen passing other than the statement by his wife? When did he have his last vax and such? The statement from his wife that you're talking about, for anybody that missed it, was cardiac arrest and associated effects. And Beth Stengen, his widow, said, I am deeply grateful for all those who worked tirelessly in Wayne's time of need, supporting me and the rest of the family throughout this. Specifically, thanked first responders, Bismarck Fire Captain, Nick Reisenauer and the crew, Metro Ambulance Paramedics, Jim Murphy, Lacey Ripplinger, Bismarck Police Department Officers Marquis and Jensen, Detective Lair, and went down the line in the ICU, from Sanford Bismarck, Dr. Nassai, Ernie Thurman, Nurse Peyton in the ICU, Nurse Bob in the ER, all the doctors, nurses, and caregivers at Sanford Bismarck Medical Center Emergency Room and ICU. She said, Wayne devoted his life to service in the state of North Dakota. I'm touched by the number of people who have let me know how much he meant to them. That's sweet. That is. Statement from Drew Wrigley, moments after being North Dakota's newest Attorney General. I'm deeply humbled by the faith that Governor Burgum has placed in me, and I pledge to work tirelessly on behalf of the citizens of North Dakota. I will always be mindful of the outstanding work of my friend Wayne Stengen, and I will keep his memory near. The 30th Attorney General of the United States. I'm sorry, I did it again. The 30th Attorney General of North Dakota. I wish he was the Attorney General of the United States. Maybe someday.
Give it time.
Drew Wrigley. There you go. Text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Jim in Wyoming, you're first to go on What's On Your Mind. You can call us at 258-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Hi, Jim.
It's Tim, not Jim, but I was on my phone on my car, and he probably didn't understand me very well. But
not a problem, Tim. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning from beautiful Gillette, Wyoming, the home of clean, affordable coal, antelope, and sagebrush. I just drove by a billboard sign when I was pulling over to talk to you. An electronic billboard sign had a picture of a Canadian honker goose and a Canadian flag. And the billboard said, the honking will continue until the freedom improves. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Very good.
But
that's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, I've been wanting to call in about this since 2008 and 2009 when we lived down here. And I went to some Tea Party rallies. And it was two of the best years of our lives living down here in Gillette. But anyway,
I'm jealous, just so you know, because it's kind of a banana belt there, and unless you're in the Badlands, they have a little bit of an edge on us scenery-wise. What's that great movie, The Horse, Tim McGraw, the scenery in Wyoming, unbelievable. Do you guys remember? The name of the movie was the name of the horse.
Hidalgo. Can't think of it.
It was filmed right by where Dick Cheney had a ranch.
Sorry, the only thing I could think of where the title is The Horse is Mr. Ed, so that doesn't help.
No, it wasn't Mr. Ed.
Hello.
You know what I'm talking about, Jim? You know what I'm talking about?
No. No, it was I don't. But
Tim McGraw was in it. Faith Hale was in it. You guys, come on.
Well, 1883 is
No. This was a movie.
No,
a
movie,
years
though.
The movie, yeah. Anyway, it was a great movie about a horse. Anyway, sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
Movie?
Yeah, well, you got the Black Hills to the east and the Bighorns to the west, so it doesn't get any better than that. So, but anyway.
Flecka!
We're down.
Flecka! There you go. Flecka was the movie. Yep. Thank you, Kevin Flynn.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there, Tim.
Go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
Yeah. So I went to a couple of Tea Party rallies down here and stuff, and when I got home and I'd listened to What's On Your Mind, there was that redheaded guy. He had a sister. I think her name was Heidi or something like that. And
Didn't ring a bell.
He actually did quite well. and he tried to be moderate. But when there was conservative points of view that he didn't have facts and arguments against, he'd get mad, start swearing and calling names and stuff like that. And there was something that completely befounded him. Even as smart as he is, he could not wrap his mind around Tea Party people. And liberals to this day cannot wrap their mind around it. And he kept saying on the radio, who are these Tea Party people? Where do they come from and who are they? And they had a rally in Washington, D.C. back then. You know who the Tea Party people are? They're the ones in 1969, 70, 71 that weren't rioting and protesting. They weren't anti-establishment. They weren't the ones that living in vans and doing drugs and smoking marijuana and having sex and then becoming professors at our universities. They're the blue-collar people that had jobs as plumbers and linemen and maintenance workers and school teachers and stuff like that. I've been wanting to tell the liberals that that's who the Tea Party was, is the people that weren't doing the protesting and weren't doing the anti-establishment. And
let me suggest this a little even. We have an earlier example of that. Washington, D.C. on January 6th was 99% the kind of people you just described. I boil it down to salt of the earth, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans. That's all they are. And they see $30 trillion in debt, and they weep for their country. They see borders that are open, and they weep for their country. They see decisions by the Biden administration and say, this is very obvious. If you continue to print money and continue to incentivize people to stay at home and not work, you will have inflation. Okay, this is basic common sense. They say when we are no longer feared as a country, Vladimir Putin will bring six figures in troops to the Ukrainian border and go there, and China will watch and do the same, okay? These are the people that weep for their country. January 6th, 99% of the people in Washington, D.C. were those kind of people. Less than 1% were the people that they're trying to make the 99% into, right? That's what liberals do. This is all political theater for them. This is political theater. This is games. This is race baiting. This is evil, really, trying to make something into what it isn't. So if we spend 30 seconds talking about the viewpoints of someone like Heitkamp or her brother or anybody else, we're wasting precious airtime here because then we play on their level. I don't want to ever play on their level, Tim. I don't. And I applaud you for wanting to correct the record, but give it up. Put your energy into something that matters, because they're going to always want to change the narrative. That's what they do. That's a game for them.
Well, absolutely, and I'd have something to say to that if I had more time, too, but salt of the earth, and you were talking about last Friday when you were talking about Wayne Stinson and talking.
Hang on one sec, Tim. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Your gift can go further on Giving Hearts Day thanks to Charity Match Dollars. Give now through February 10th to maximize your donation.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mask mandate in Virginia schools has become optional when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin made it an executive order. Some schools in Virginia are breaking the law by still demanding masks in their schools. The Virginia Senate Tuesday, in a bipartisan vote, backed Governor Youngkin's executive order. Loudoun County parent Clint Thomas has two daughters that were kicked out of school because of the masking issue. He tells Fox News the school districts will probably continue to break the law.
Yeah, we'll see. This school system, unfortunately, has proven to have a little bit of gall to stand up against the governor, and they've even misapplied the law here in Virginia, in my opinion, with SB 1303 or Chapter 456.
As Democrats want Americans to forget they were the party to defund the police, Democrat Representative Cori Bush from Missouri says she's not going to stop using the slogan defund the police ahead of this fall's midterms. Bush said during an hour-long conversation with reporters that she's sticking to her activist roots. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before we go back to Jim in Wyoming, America Today, which is not a good thing. Texas says to me, this Fleck movie you're talking about, Scott, you're wrong. Clint Black and Lisa Hartman, not Tim and Faith. Come on, right? So I pass that along to the guys here and say, I guess I blew it. And Kevin says, no, you're right.
Yep.
It was Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Clint Black was in the sequel.
Yeah, he was in Flick of Two. So, and Lisa Hartman was not in Flick of Two.
So I text back to this listener. I say, Kevin Flynn says it was Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. You'll have to wrestle him. Texter says, he's wrong. Look it up.
I actually did. Thanks for
done. The input.
Yeah. This is America Today, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
we're arguing over a movie. Who gives a rip who was in the movie?
This is a world problem.
This is like a Titanic moment here, where the violins are out. We got a country to save. Now,
hey, just to be clear, Faith Hill was not inflicted. Tim McGraw was.
Okay.
Maria Bello was the mom.
Listen very closely. Yeah. I was wrong. Faith Hill was not. Tim McGraw was.
Yes.
The texture is wrong.
Yes, we can let it go.
That Clint Black was in the
Flick of Two sequel.
Yeah.
Yes, he was in the second.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what
is a great movie. I mean,
it's a fantastic movie.
Because Tim sells the horse and then the daughter wants to get in the race and get it back. And
yeah, and Jim describing Wyoming and the way in which he did brought me back to the movie Flick.
Because
if you watch the movie and pay no attention to the awesome story about the horse,
the scenery,
the beauty of Wyoming is phenomenal. I just want to drive there right now. Just to take it in. But I can't because I've got to be out of the CB sale facility by 1 this afternoon for the 24th annual production sale, Breeding for the Future at the Wilkinson Farm Simmental's Big Ag Auction today.
Did you go for the food?
Well, the food is good, too. I have
goes for the food.
Yeah, I still remember the food from last year.
As long as he's there, he might as well have it.
And not even just the crock pots and all the things they had there. The desserts. I'm telling you, the desserts... Oh my gosh, were they good? Now, a little bit smaller this year, but the quality is deep. I mean, it's incredible. They're delivering genetics that cover all the bases, and they rank high for growth, maternal and carcass EPDs, several bulls with big time power and growth numbers, several calving ease bulls to choose from as well, And they're enhanced. Their foot scores have been added for you to evaluate this year. So check out the Bulls and then get on over there today. There's a discount as well. So if you want to go the $100 discount off of the from the pre-sale price, you can go that way as well. And 11:30 this morning, the morning beverages and delicious goodies, the goodies start for the early guests. A hearty noon meal is served 11:30 to 1, and they're the praying type there, the Schlenkers. They really are. They're just wonderful. Good family. Terry, Kathy, Aaron, Randy, Jordan, and Susan, Carissa, Garnett. I got to know them last year, and I love it. So come on in. And to find the CB sale facility, just get in the neighborhood of Montpelier and you'll find it, okay? Some folks have been staying in Jamestown. It's just south of the farm. Go to Wilkinson Farm Simmentals. Farm with an S. WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com for all the details. Food at 11:30. Did anybody say food? 1:30 for the big sale today. Okay, back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you had one more thing to say. You go ahead and do it right now.
Well, you're talking about salted earth, and I believe that's what most of your listeners are here in the five states and two Canadian provinces that you cover, and being a seeker of the truth. And every day you mention important things. And last week when you were talking about Wayne Stengem and how important it is to tell people that they're important and what they mean to you, that's sort of the reason that I mentioned Howard from Marshall Population 1. I worked with him about 40 years ago, and Howard's just the salt of the earth, and he listens to you every day. And when I got done talking to you, I didn't get a phone call from him. I thought that was weird, so I called him and said, why didn't you call me? And he says, well, I was talking to my wife about you and stuff. And I said, well, if I talked to you about you on KFLR again, would that be okay? And he says, well, aren't you afraid that I'm going to hurt you? Well, Howard's a huge man, and his hands are about 1.5 size mine. And he's got a big heart, and he's a humble man, and he's a godly man. So, no, I'm not afraid that Howard's going to hurt me. But two or three years ago, we were coming home from the Medora musical, and Howard's daughter used to sing in the musical. So when we went by Richardson, I called Howard, and I was visiting with him, and I hung up. My wife says, who was that? And I said, Howard. I worked with him 40 years ago. And she says, you know what? Every time you talk to him, you guys just pick up where you left off, like you've never been apart from each other. And that's the kind of people that you have.
That's true. To your program. And I appreciate that so much. And this audience, I say it all the time, and I don't mean to be, I don't know. To some, it'll sound like I'm pandering or I'm just being mamby-pamby. I mean it when I say the joy of my life is getting behind this microphone and connecting with people all across the Northern Plains. God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering people who love this country, and they farm the land, they farm the minerals that are there, and they make this country go, and we're so blessed to have such a humongous audience across the Northern Plains, but the people are what make this show go. So thanks for allowing me to say it one more time, Jim, and Tim, sorry, and I appreciate the call very much, okay?
Okay, see ya.
Take care. Appreciate it. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Text us 701-367-2054. Going to Golden Valley next after we talk to Rick Santorum, former presidential candidate, former representative and senator from the great state of Pennsylvania. Sometimes it's a great state. Sometimes it's a little woke. Most especially a good friend who is leading a convention of the state's effort across the USA, which is focused today on South Dakota. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you so much, Scott, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners there in South Dakota. I appreciate that.
I forgot to tell you yesterday, we got a number of calls and comments from people who said, does he remember the trip to Tioga, North Dakota, and the opportunity to interact with some folks in the oil and gas industry, tour man camp, get out on the rigs and talk about American energy independence long before it was a cool topic. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It was one of the most memorable days of my campaign, and I remember taking a piece of shale rock that you guys gave me, and later that the Michigan primary was coming up, and I had a speech at the Detroit Economic Club, which is one of the big, famous places to give talks on economics. And I spoke at the Detroit Economics Club, and I brought that piece of shell rock, and I was talking about energy, and I had it, you know, in the podium, and I put it up right up on top of the thing, and I said, "This is where this is what's going into your cars." I said, "And this is, you know, this is the future of energy independence in our country, and the opportunity for us to employ good blue, you know, you employ a bunch of good blue collar people in your jobs, but this is the future for not just blue collar jobs, but also affordable energy." And so anyway, that was that got quite a bit of a stir. So that Tioga shale rock ended up in Detroit.
I remember, and I think it was a sample that Kathy Nesbitt had said, you know, "Hey, take a look at this." And Rick liked it so much, he took it with him, and she quickly forgot.
I carried it with me throughout the campaign. Yeah, I did.
And she quickly forgot that you stole that rock sample when it was front page of the Wall Street Journal, and you're holding it up at the Detroit Economic Club. That was pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
You know, what a change, though. I mean, that was American Energy versus OPEC, and now we have a president who begs OPEC to produce more. You can't make it up.
And Russia to produce more. I mean, yeah. You know, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I mean, the idea, and by the way, you know, there's no dirtier production in the world than Russian oil production. I mean, and the oil that comes out of there is, you know, the oil, coal, everything. I mean, it's just a horrible environmental, stain on the world. And we do it as efficiently and as environmentally friendly as any, production in the world. And they try to shut us down and give power to our enemies to pollute, you know, at multiple times worse than we are. I mean, it's the most unconscionable, indecipherable public policy decisions you'd ever want to see.
No question about it. Let's talk South Dakota, because that's how we prevent this happening in the future. That's a path towards a firewall. I call it the long game, because it's not easy. If you get South Dakota, you're halfway there, but it's a good thing to have. And to allow Washington, D.C. to realize, hey, we're coming, so maybe put their behavior in check a little bit. How'd you do yesterday in South Dakota?
So the bill came out of, you know, was smoked out of committee yesterday, so they reported it to the floor today. I think around 2 o'clock they're going to bring it up, and there'll be a vote to calendar the bill, in other words, to put it on the legislative calendar so it can be debated and voted on. If that succeeds, and we need 18 votes, there's 35 senators in the South Dakota Senate, so we need 18 senators to vote to put it on the calendar, and then we need 18 to, after debate, we need 18 to approve it, and then, interestingly enough, South Dakota will be the 18th state. So 18 is the operative number today, 18 votes to calendar, 18 votes to pass, and South Dakota becomes the 18th state to get us to 34. So we'll be on the second half of the number of states that we need to get to 34.
And remind me how many senators there are in the state senate in South Dakota?
35. So 18 is the majority we need to pass the resolution.
And by the way, the Republican majority in the South Dakota Senate is even more than it is in North Dakota.
There's only three Democrats.
Yeah, three Democrats. So this should not be a heavy lift. How are we doing? Well, what do the supporters say? Are they saying we're making progress?
What I hear is, you know, cautious optimism, but it's right there. I mean, you know, it's going to be a nail biter. Which I don't understand, because if you look at every other state around South Dakota, or states that look like South Dakota demographically as well as politically, you know, we're passing those states pretty easily. And for some reason, I mean, Wisconsin, which is not South Dakota, I mean, passed it just this month. So, and, you know, I'm talking to folks in Pennsylvania, and that it's going to run in Pennsylvania. They feel very confident it's going to pass there in the spring. So you have, you know, Florida's passed it. Arizona's passed it. You know, Wisconsin's passed it. Like I said, in Texas. So a lot of purplish and competitive states are passing this, actually with pretty strong numbers, but some reason we're struggling in South Dakota. I just don't get it.
So here's what your task is today if you're in South Dakota. Find out who your senator is. Ask if they're willing to erect a firewall against the federal overreach of the Biden administration, and have South Dakota join 17 other states in an effort to honor our founders. That's what we're trying to do here. Honor our founders in a process they gave us to stop the federal government overreach. South Dakota, COS. SouthDakotaCOS.org. SouthDakotaCOS.org.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear you now, I just can't stay inside.
I saw a thing that the Brady Bunch was pulling their music off Spotify.
Well, that would be a huge loss. Huge loss to Spotify.
That is fake news because this is from Spotify and this is the Brady Bunch.
Well, as long as the Partridge family is still there, that's all that matters. But
yeah.
Come on.
Beautiful. Back on What's on Your Mind. Day. Brought to you today by friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell said, Scott, here's the deal. I want everybody in your audience to have a free copy of my book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. All you have to do to go to MyPillow.com, make any purchase on anything else, they're going to throw in the book free. Okay, so a great time to do it. It automatically goes in your cart. They made it super easy. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square, go shopping. The sheets are the lowest price ever right now. A lot of great deals. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, for all the reporting you don't get anywhere else on election integrity. Any one of those, use the promo code Scott to buy or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Quick call from Ruger and Valley, in Golden Valley, rather, and then we're going to go to John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Hey, Ruger, what's on your mind?
Morning. What's on my mind is January 6th and our southern border. So on January 6th, Trump supporters trespassed on the White House.
Capitol, but yep.
White female Trump supporter was shot in the neck for it. On our southern border, you got our president with the cartels now, letting these millions of these people pass. They call the White House the people's house. Well, they're trespassing into the people's country. And I don't believe I've heard of one time that one of these invaders has been shot in the neck.
That's an interesting analogy, for sure. You're fading in and out, so I'm going to jump here, Ruger, but it is. And again, the media and the corporate media and the establishment in D.C., they're all ignoring. Well, one thing, the Biden administration is creating so many other crises that it's impossible to focus on the border, but the media doesn't do it anyway.
Well, the media makes sure you keep your eyes off the target and right. Onto the nothing burgers.
It's part of the game.
They keep presenting up.
It's psyops. All kinds of games. Exactly right. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. John, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
So, a couple stories I want to get to, and then I want to let you just tell us whatever else is on your mind. When I saw the crack pipe story yesterday, I saw it early, I guess it had been Monday night. I saw it, and I thought, this is a joke. This is like a meme. There's no possible way this is right. And I wanted to do some due diligence on it, but I thought of Minneapolis. I thought of some of these bigger cities, and it's not a joke. I mean, what in the world is happening, John?
Well, Scott, you tell me. I've just seen the headlines. Apparently, the Biden administration is making available free crack pipes as kind of a benefit for drug addicts or something. What is the deal?
This is real.
Kumbaya.
I saw Charlie Kirk on this, and I went, what? This isn't a joke? This is actually...
Your tax dollars at work.
You can't even make it up. And meanwhile, as the previous caller said, the southern border remains open. And we're not focused on rampant illegal behavior every day there, but we're still talking about January 6th and making it into something it wasn't.
No, that's exactly right. The great insurrection led by the guy in the fur hat with the horns, you know, the great insurrection where not a single person thought to bring a firearm. I mean, you know, I the Democrats have played that tune ad infinitum. I don't think they're fooling anybody at this point. I think the voters realize we got a whole lot bigger things to deal with than, January 6th, whatever you want to call it.
The Center of the American Experiment has done good work from Minnesota, but really all across the USA. You're coming as well to North Dakota. Tell folks what is job one today for the Center of the American Experiment.
Well, you know what? Getting the surplus back is really our biggest effort. The $7 or $8 billion surplus that's being projected that our state's leaders want to just, you know, blow on more wasteful government spending. But I want to mention something else right now, Scott, because we have recently hired a new policy fellow in the field of public safety and criminal justice, which is a huge, huge topic right now, as you know. His name is Jeff Van Neft. He comes to us after 20 years with the FBI, tremendously qualified expert on law enforcement. And right now we've got this big story going on in the Twin Cities. As you know, Scott, this guy, Amir Locke, who is shot by a police officer, one of a group of police officers executing a search warrant. And what they're looking for is a murderer who had shot a guy. They've got him on video shooting a guy just a day or two earlier, and he's in this building. And there are three apartments in this building that are either his or are associated with him. And he's wanted over in St. Paul. But the Minneapolis Police Department said, we're only going to do this for you if we have a no-knock warrant. Because, you know, if you knock on the door and say, open up, it's the police. You know, this is a wanted murderer. And it's quite likely if the door opens, he's going to be standing there and open fire on the officers, right? So they want a no-knock warrant. They get one. And when they enter this one apartment, there's a guy on the couch, apparently asleep. And the first thing they see is here's a gun rising up from under the blanket, and the cop in front, you know, shoots him. Turns out that it's not the guy that's wanted for murder; it's his cousin, a guy named Amir Locke. But what we're seeing as a result of this is now a nationwide effort to ban no-knock warrants. And even the Biden administration is getting involved. And
yeah, because we want to make it tougher on law enforcement, right? Tougher on law enforcement to take bad guys. We, you know, this is great. And also, you know, let them out of jail. More with John coming up.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.